Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and my name is Fayol Dalika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are so excited to be on the show with you today, as today is October 23rd, 2015. And once again, we have an exciting show for you because today we'll be talking about the question that I've been recently been getting the most, and that is how to write a book. Now, as an author myself, I've written three books, or I should say I've written two books and collaborated on one book. And so today that's what the show will be about. But before we begin, we want to take a moment of silence for a number of reasons. We, myself especially, is so disturbed by what's happening in our country that people are not taking more action or waking up to what's going on with these mass shootings. Once again, another mass shooting has taken place in our country. Tennessee State University, I believe, is one is dead and three are wounded after a campus gunfire took place over possibly playing some kind of gambling game. And once again, one individual is dead and three are wounded. And if we could just have a moment of silence for that person, as well as in South Florida, we had a unfortunate questioning of a police shooting an innocent man, despite the fact he had a gun, but as his family's attorney has said, that he did not fire the gun. So his name was Corey Jones, I believe, and he was an individual in the West Palm Beach County, and they said he was a well-respected man, a church-going man. He had great musical talent, and unfortunately he lost his life, I believe, Sunday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And so as we need to put more pressure, more fire on our politicians to speak up and to do something about these gun reforms, as well as to make our campuses safe for these college students that are going to college to educate themselves, that whether they've worked hard to pay for school or go to school or their family has sent them off to school, and unfortunately they are not even safe on campus. So not only is it the opportunity or the job of the politicians to bring reform into our country, it is also the responsibility of us as constituents, as citizens of this country, that we also need to speak up. There is a town hall meeting taking place in South Florida and Palm Beach County due to the young man who was gunned down by a police officer, and that situation is questionable, the one for Mr. Corey Jones. So if you are in the Palm Beach area or if you are in South Florida, I believe that town hall meeting is at 5 p.m. this evening, 5 or 6 p.m. If you'd like more information, check out Facebook or go ahead and look it up online and get more information about that. We need as much people as possible to attend this town hall meeting in order to speak up, find out what the community needs to do. It's not only about voicing opinions and speaking up at the town hall meeting. It's what are we going to demand from these politicians? What are we going to demand from the law enforcement? Keep our communities and our schools safe, as well as what are we going to demand from the community? I think it's one thing when we ask the politicians to speak up and provide us legislation that would make gun reform much more difficult for people to get guns, but I think it's also the responsibility of the community to also wake up and take action and put an agenda together, proposal together, in order to encourage and demand and keep the politicians, legislators accountable, as well as making sure that they do what they need to do in order to keep our community safe, because we are the ones that sent them into office. So that's enough of my soapbox, so we will have a moment of silence for these individuals as well as their families. Please keep them in prayer. Okay, so for today's show, once again, we are talking about how do you write a book. This question has, I've been asked this question recently a lot, from my clients, from individuals that I know, from people on social media, and just being in different opportunities and different networking events that people have been asking the question, how to write a book. So myself, Fayol Dalika, your host, as well as the one who will be giving you some information on how to write a book, I don't know how I became an author, because when I was in school, English was not my best subject, and writing was not my best forte. But I would always try my best. They said I was great at telling stories, and I had great structure in my writing skills, but my grammar and the technical writing aspect wasn't always up to par. So it's ironic that last year, as I was working on my business as a motivational speaker and life coach, and then having an etiquette school and being active in my community. I wanted to have more opportunities to not just speak, but also write. So as I was with a strategic mastermind group, and we talked about what are our skill sets, and my skill sets, and I've shared this story numerous times, is that my skill set for the first manual that I wrote, the Ultimate Speaker's Manual, the House and Presenting a Professional Speaking Business, came from that strategic mastermind group, as they kept telling me, you're great at putting systems in place. You're great at putting structures and business process of a speaker. So that's how my first manual began. And it is a book that's a 1-2 step from A to Z, from the first time you meet a potential client that wants you to speak at their event, from how do you go through the process, your forms, contract templates, what should they fill out, how do you know if you should accept a speaking engagement or not, and if you do, what are the steps, and if you don't, what are the steps as well. And then once you do accept that speaking engagement, what does the contract look like? What is your contract package? How should you negotiate your fees and all the other expenses that may come, especially if you have to travel far, even if it's local? And I'm not an attorney, but I did have those forms reviewed by an attorney because, for me, I felt it was valuable. A lot of people don't have the wherewithal to understand what it takes to actually make your speaking career a business. And I had to learn the hard way. I did have some little help here and there from different coaches that I connected with, but initially I had to learn the hard way because my first speaking engagement happened out of nowhere, and I had to get my business ready in 7 days. So it was a process, but I enjoyed that process. I enjoyed figuring out, you know, spending months in front of a computer typing up everything that I needed for my business and putting this business portfolio together, which is over, I think, 150 pages for my personal business, and then putting the manual took me about a month to put together because I already had certain pieces in place. And individuals would really enjoy that product. And so when my clients would tell me they look at it every day, especially they were thinking about speaking or learning how to build their speaking career, or maybe they were veteran speakers and they wanted to take their speaking business to the next level. And then that was October 2014. And then the beginning of this year, I released my second manual. Both of them were self-published. I wanted to go that route because I wanted to understand what I was getting into and kind of perfect my writing skills as well, since it wasn't that great, but I did have an editor kind of give me some tips here and there. And I also went to an author 101 university, which is by Mr. Rick Fisherman, which they are in L.A. at this moment. I went last. It was a great opportunity. I couldn't go this year because I had too much on my plate. And so during that event, it just helped me to understand what it takes to be an author, meeting people who had great challenges becoming an author for a number of reasons, and then people who were very, very successful, best-selling authors numerous times, New York best-selling list, all these other different accolades of becoming a writer. And it really empowered me and inspired me to say, you know, you may not be a great writer technically, but you have a story to share. You have a story to share, and in sharing that story, and whether it's in the marketplace, whether it's in the religious institution, or whether it's in the community, your story matters. And you won't be able to reach everyone with your voice, but you can reach everyone with your book. And so that's how the second one came about, because I really enjoyed writing the manual for the speakers, and as a coach, a professional coach, I also wanted to do the same for that target market or that group. And so the ultimate life coaches manual, the House and Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business, was released this year, and it's the same template and format as the Ultimate Speaker's Manual, but this is for professional coaches. So if you're a life coach, a business coach, a wealth coach, an executive coach, a leadership coach, whatever professional coach you are, this manual is for you to give you a tool in order, whether you want to think about going into the coaching industry, you're already in it, but you don't know how to get things going, or maybe you're already a veteran, a professional coach, and you want to know how to monetize your business better and how to take your business to the next level. So once again, this manual is an A to Z 1-2 step, the forms, contract templates have been reviewed by an attorney. All you have to do, where it says company name and logo, just cut and paste your company name and logo, and that's it. Everything is already pre-filled. I mean, it's already the structure is already there. All you have to do is fill in the blanks because you want to personalize it to your business. So then the opportunity came after that to be a part of a book project by Dr. Deanna Murphy, who is based out of Philadelphia. She is an international best-selling author. She's an executive coach, an executive coach, a leadership coach, and her niche is working with busy women executive professionals and working with them as a coach. And I met her actually a couple of years ago, I think a year or two ago, at Marshawn Evans, now Daniels, Marshawn Evans Daniels, speaker's three-day event in Atlanta. And we actually, ironically, it's so interesting. You never know when these opportunities are going to be possible, because how I met Dr. Deanna Murphy was at the end of the conference, the last day of the conference. We were in the lobby waiting for our transportation to go to the airport. And remind you, we were 3 days in Atlanta. I never saw Dr. Murphy. I never met her before. But while we were waiting in the lobby area, I started a conversation with her. And before, within a couple minutes, I didn't even have a good hour to say to speak with her, but just had a quick conversation, asked her how she enjoyed this opportunity, how did she know Marshawn, what is she up to, what's her next step. And we started that dialogue there and followed up with her. And I also said in my past shows, and I continue to say this in my business when I work with my clients and even in my manual, follow-up is key. Because you never know what that follow-up may lead to. And it's not necessarily following up to do business, but just following up to tell that person, hey, it was so great to meet you at such and such event, or we discussed this, or I really admire you about this, I like what you're doing here. Because by following up with Dr. Deanna Murphy, I had the opportunity later on to find out that she had a book project. And she actually sent me an application and asked me if I wanted to be a part of this project. And I was honored because Dr. Deanna Murphy has been recognized by Oprah Magazine. She's been at HGTV, Fine Living. She's an international best-selling author. She's a great speaker, has done so many great things, not just for women, but for professionals in the community. And I was admired and honored that she reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be a part of this book project. And when I looked at the project, it was an opportunity to share your story about resilience. And the title of the book is Resilience, Living Life by Design. And it's 12 women from around the country as we share our stories, how we overcome hardships and challenges. I won't share my story. You probably heard a little bit of my story from past shows. But if you really like to know more information about my story and the women in this book, you'll have to get the copy of the book yourself, and I'll provide more information about that later. But in the interim, as I was working on this project, I meant it was so hard because I had to face certain parts of my story that I never wanted to face ever again. It was the darkest moments of my life. I had to be truthful to myself and realizing, and it was ironic, it was so interesting that as I kept sending Dr. Murphy and the editor my chapter, we had to write a chapter. And your chapter, you have to share your story, what you've been through, and then give tips and strategies on how to help women overcome. And this book is geared towards women leaders and professionals, because women leaders and professionals, we get a stigmatism. Yes, we are strong. We tend to be strong women. We tend to have strong personalities. We tend to look like we're very confident, that we have everything together. Our feelings never get hurt. We never cry. But in actuality, we are sometimes some of the softest people you will ever meet on the inside. Because, you know, for me personally, I may be strong-willed. I may look like I got it together, be confident. I'm everywhere. People know me. I'm doing so many different things. But in actuality, I'm a little sensitive. My feelings do get hurt at times. I'm building a tough skin. But in the process, a little shy. I am an extrovert, but I do have introvert tendencies, and I'm a little shy at times. And in writing this book, I had to face some of those experiences that I've been through in life to help me understand who I am today, good and bad. And every time that I would send off my revision, Dr. Murphy would tell me, there's something more about your story you're not sharing. There's something more about your story you're not sharing. And I would say, Dr. Murphy, I've shared it all. And she's like, well, I've prayed about it, and there's something else missing from your story. And the last time that I did write my revision, I said, okay, God, what else am I missing? What blind spots do I have? And as I prayed about it, I said, this is the final revision. If it's not this, then I don't want to be a part of the project. I'm just going to give up and just tell her something. Well, truth be told, I sat there and wrote my last revision. And in writing my last revision, I was in tears. I was in tears because for some of the idiosyncrasies, for some of the flaws and some of the strengths that I have was revealed through the last revision. I had to understand that my challenges, some of them dealing with people, trusting people, challenges dealing with men, was due to the fact that my relationship with my father was due to the fact that as a young child I was molested numerous times, was due to the fact that every time that I trusted an older man that was a leader or a mentor for me, a few times that I was sexually harassed, there was a few times that I would be, they would try to take advantage of me, and it really affected how I deal with men. I love men. I'm not a feminist in any way. I believe in feminist ideologies to a certain extent. I'm not gay, but it really helped me to have a strong, it affected how I really related with men. I have great relationships with them superficially, but when it came to deep relationships, I was very distant because I didn't want to be hurt. I didn't want to be taken advantage of. I wanted them to respect me as a strong woman who, you know, who was strong-willed. She was opinionated. She's a leader, all these great things, but inside I really wanted to connect with them on a different level, but I couldn't because I was always afraid that, you know, something bad would happen in that relationship. And I had to face that in this last chapter that I wrote for Dr. Murphy, and then facing the fact that, you know, even my good strengths, you know, when you're writing your story and sharing your story, it's not always just the blind spots, but it's also your strengths. I realized the hardships that I've been through in life. From the time I was a child, that I went through different health conditions, and as a young adult, I had to face various challenges, and it was through those hardships and through those experiences that made me such a strong person, that made me very persistent, that made me stubborn in a good way. I say there's a, for me, there's a thin line between persistent and stubborn, and the reason why there's a fine line for me is because I've always had to fight for everything that I was given. Yes, God had blessed me, and yes, God had given me many opportunities that it was handed over to me, but yet I still had to fight for them, and that gave me the ability to understand resilience, the ability to understand tenacity, and that whatever is yours and whatever you want in life, you have to fight for it. It may not come the first time around. It may not come the second time around or third time around, but no matter how many times it takes you to fight for it, to continue going after it because it belongs to you, and if it has your name written on it, you have to fight for it. And that's what being an author is about. That's what's writing a story. Because when you're thinking about writing a story, you have to ask yourself the question of what about your story will be different. And as I'm writing my fourth book, which is my memoir, The Authentic Me, ... because I won't give the rest of the title away until everything is completed. This is my memoir / self-help book. And in this book, it really is an opportunity for me to really share the deep pain, but then also the great joys in my life. And I want this story to be an opportunity to say, no matter what kind of hardships you've been in life, I've gone to hell and back, but there's always a way to be triumphant. And that's why I won't finish my story, and that's why I will continue working on my story and myself, because when I finish this self-help book, my memoir, The Authentic Me, ... I want it to be such a powerful story that no one has an excuse for not being their full person they were meant to be, not living life on their terms, living life on their own terms, not living at their full potential, not giving their all. So to my authors out there, I say, if you're thinking about writing a story, ask yourself, what is your message? What is something that will make people want to pick up your book? Because remember, there's millions of books out there. People are writing every day. It's not as challenging as before to be an author. You have to go through traditional publishing routes. But now there's the hybrid route where you're someone involved in the process and a publishing company takes part of that process for you, or self-published, meaning you're doing it all on your own. So there's no hard ways really to become an author, but you want to make your story count. You want it to make it stand out, whether you're writing for corporate America, whether you're writing for your for a particular target audience, or whether you're writing for a particular marketplace or a group of people. You want to make sure that story has something to resonate with people. It has to be an emotional connection. It has to be something to say, this is who I am, and whatever capacity you're writing in. So when you're thinking about writing your book, the first thing I would say is know your story. Know who you are. Know the ins and outside of you as a person, because when you know the inside out of you as a person, that's when you're able to be authentic. That's when you're able to really write out that so clear, because you've truly connected with yourself. And it will take many revisions. And as you're writing your story, I tell people who want to start writing, take out a journal and write every day. Write out your story. Write whatever comes to your mind. Don't think too much about it, because sometimes it's those pearls of wisdom, it's those unexpected experiences that you write about in your journal that will become your story, that will even become maybe your signature message in your story, or in your book. So journal every day. Have a journal in your purse, in your car, by your bed, because you never know when your mind is just going to give you some great, great things to write about or great things to think about. And just write everything out. Don't worry about the grammar. Don't worry about it being perfect, because perfectionism is a form of procrastination. So keeping that in mind, as you're writing, as you want to become an author, you want to write your story, that's the first step I would do. Then the second step is, once you identify what your story is and you're writing and you're writing and you continue giving these reoccurring themes of what your story should be about, research as much as possible. Regardless, it doesn't matter what kind of book it is. You want to research it because you want to understand who's in that space. You know, you want to look at what other books would be on the same shelf as yours. And I remember when I initially started writing my memoir, that I went to Barnes & Noble and I went to the best-selling authors section, and I looked to see where would my book sit? Who would it sit next to? How would it compare to the rest of the best-selling authors? How would it compare to the rest of the people on that shelf? And so I would say the same thing. Envision that in your mind. Know who's your book competing against. What other authors are writing on the same topic? And another advice someone gave was go to Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, and look at what people are reviewing. What are people saying? What are people talking about? What do people want to know? Start researching that topic on social media. Ask questions to your audience, or even if you're on social media and you haven't really have a place to connect with your potential audience, build a community page on Facebook. Build a page if it's a professional environment on LinkedIn, or go to Twitter and build your handle based on what your topic will be about, or Instagram, whatever it is for you on that platform. Find out what it is your audience wants to talk about, and help them and ask them what is it they want to know more about that topic. Because remember, when you're writing your book, you're writing a story, it's not about you. You're not writing for yourself. You're writing for them to read that book. You're writing for them to write that book. So you want to ask them the questions and you give them the answers. Then once you find out what the answers are, then you want to understand how you write this book. And the first thing I would say is, what is the end result? Why would they pick up your book? And what is it about your book that you want them to know? And when you start from the end in mind, then you work your way forward. So start with the end in mind. Say, at the end of reading my book, these are the things they're going to get, because that is going to be your rubric or your talent. That's going to be your gauge and how you write that book. So whatever the end result you want for your target audience, you want to write that book that way and break it down. Generally, it doesn't matter how many chapters it is. It doesn't matter how many pages. I would say that at least let it be more than 100 pages. Well, yes, at least 100 pages, give or take, because no matter who you're writing the book for, unless it's an e-book or unless it's a pamphlet or something you're giving away for free, or you're not really writing it to really be a book, then that's fine. But you at least want it to be 100 pages. And so when you're writing that book, I would say start with those things in mind. And as you're writing the book, continue work on it. And it's going to take time. On average, it takes about, people say you can write books in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But for me, in the books that I've written, the collaboration I did with Dr. Deanna Murphy took little under a year. My books took a couple of months because I had to do research. I had to understand what I was doing. I had to get it reviewed by an attorney. So lay out, if you have a plan in place, there's people who've written books overnight. But, you know, I would say take your time, because there's really no rush in writing a book. You want to take your time. You want to educate yourself. You want to make sure that book is well-researched, it's well-written, it's for your target audience, because that's your first impression. In your first book, you want to really put it out there for the world to say, wow, this person's a great author. So when you release your second book and your third book and your fourth book, people will recognize you for what you're doing, and people will love to read your books and can't wait for your books to come out. So as you're writing your book and as you want to become an author, those are the basic things that I would say to keep in mind in writing that book. And lastly, what I would say is that after you find out who you are and you connected with your inner, with your true self, and you've found that emotional connection with what your target audience will need, research it. Make sure what you're writing about makes sense, that it's really geared towards your particular target market, that you're answering the questions that they're asking, And then after that, know your competitor. Where will your book be on the bookshelf? Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or any other small boutique bookstore. You want to make sure you know who also is in that space and find out how they do it. What are they writing about? How do you, then that helps you to make your book different. Then when you're writing the book, keep the end result in mind. That start off with that. That will help you to move forward. So as you write the rest of the book, you'll remember this is at the end of the day or at the end of writing my book, these are the results that I want them to have in reading this book. And you want to place that strategically and have a layout within the book. Remember to journal. Remember to ask people questions. And share your research and share your information with your audience, because you don't want to wait till when the book is ready to be released for people to know that you're writing a book or that you have a book coming out. Your book should always be in, you should always be advertising your book in the same way, shape, or form, not necessarily saying, hey, I'm writing a book, this is what it's going to be about, but provide that information, provide that resource, have that dialogue and conversation on social media platforms that's respective to your target audience. And then as you are completing that process, do your research with the publishers that you'll be working with. Are you going to be self-published? Are you going to do a hybrid publishing process where it's somewhat self-published but you have a publisher working on the book with you? Or if you want to go the traditional route, which is the publisher does everything for you. But what I would say keep in mind is that in marketing a book, be creative in how you market your book, realizing that whether you work with a publisher or not, at the end of the day, it's your job to publish that book. At the end of the day, it's your responsibility to make sure that people know about your book. Because, yes, you may go through a hybrid publisher or a traditional publisher and they have a marketer or a publicist for you, but at the end of the day, it's your book, it's your project, it's your story. So make sure you share it with the rest of the world, however you see fit, and be creative in sharing your story. It is a great opportunity to not only be, if you're a speaker, realize that having a book as well builds your credibility. Having a book as well, you have something to offer besides speaking. When you're at events, you can not only just speak on stage, but you have products that you can sell, and your product could be that book that you're writing. So my last advice overall is to have fun with writing the book. It should, yes, there may be times when you have writer's block. Sometimes I have to go to the beach and just clear my mind, or sometimes I just have to step away from the book. But as you're writing the story, realize that it's another evolution in who you are. It's another opportunity to show the world the best version of who you are. So don't take it lightly when you're writing a book. Don't just self-publish a book. Don't just write a book and just publish it without really getting all those things in place. And I would say get an editor, get a publicist, have someone mentor you or a coach who will help you through that process, because those, I would say, are the basic people you want on your team to help you to do so. So as you're writing the book and as you realize that your book is an opportunity to share who you are, enjoy it and have a good time. And if you'd like more information on help in writing your book, reach out to me, Fayola Delica. I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. You can also send me an email at info@fayoladelica.com. That's info@fayoladelica.com. I look forward to helping you guys in any way I can. I'll be a resource to you, connect you with other people that will be able to provide you the services that you're looking for if I can't do it for you. But realizing your book is key in sharing your gift, your message, your story with the rest of the world. And no matter how many people have written on your topic, no one can do it like you, because someone is waiting to hear your story. Someone is waiting to read that book that's in you. And as Dr. Miles Monroe said, the grave is the most richest place in the world because many people have died with their dreams. Don't let that book in you die with you before you leave this earth. Share it with someone, because someone is waiting for you. My name is Fayola Delica. We're here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Have a great weekend. Pray for Mexico, because they have a really bad hurricane coming towards them, and I hope it's not that bad. I'm praying for the people that they'll be safe, because that was going to be our location for our June trip retreat, which we're still working out the details, so we haven't provided much information on that. But pray for Mexico that all will be well, that they'll be safe, and that no lives will be lost. And you guys take care. Enjoy your weekend. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Got some work to do, but it's always good and always time to have some good quality time and have some fun as well. All right, you guys, take care. Bye-bye.